God is really speaking to me about music, about the presence of God, about thanksgiving, about entering into His presence, doing it by singing, coming into His presence. And then Tinus came and he just brought a word about God's worship and God wants to reveal His heart. And James came and he just said, we must enter in God's presence. There's no fear. God wants to do an amazing thing. And the worship was unbelievable tonight. For me, I have this message on music. But when God gave our talents, especially in this area, I didn't get any. We had a worship cell, all the worship guys at my house the other night, and Flo said to me, he knows when he hears me singing, it's his cue to start singing louder. So, and I don't know if you know who Christo Viljoen is, but Christo Viljoen was like, he was my first office manager here in Stellenbosch. But he did his master's in music, and he's got like degrees in music. He's very talented, but we call him the little general because he's very strict as well. And he said to me once, he wanted to come off stage and take my hands and clap my hands so that it can be in rhythm. So for me, I have no musical background, but I love to sing. I love to sing, and I love, and I think this is what God is saying about God wants true worshippers to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And this is really my heart, to just for us as a church to become true worshippers. And I think we are so on our way there. But I think there's so much more to what God really wants to do in our lives. So I want to show you just a video clip. I don't know, maybe Carol, you girls there in the back, just on something that really inspired me. I believe music can inspire people tremendously, and I love this. Britain's Got Talent. I like to watch this if I can on the internet because I don't have television at home. So this one clip specifically was really great for me. If I can just get you guys to watch it quickly.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to meet you.
I am so good.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name's Patrick George.
Patrick George?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the act, Patrick?
I'm a gospel choir.
Just you?
Yes, I'm a choir.
Did you eat them? Where's the rest of them? Do you have a normal job, Patrick?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I'm a pastor.
A pastor?
Yes, I am.
Do you think you could save Simon's soul? Or do you think he's going straight to hell?
Well, you'll be driving the bus, dear. Anyway, back to Patrick.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, great. Well, I can't wait to hear the act.
Good.
Good luck.
Still can't see any of this choir, can you?
No.
Oh,
business. That was your next business.
Well, Patrick. You kidded me, didn't you? Okay, Alicia.
That was incredible. My heart is still pounding. It was moving as well. I wouldn't have changed anything about it. It was just perfect. Beautiful.
Linda.
Oh, my goodness. That was just so powerful and soulful and heart-wrenching.
David. It was so good it made me want to go to church. So powerful, so moving. Guys, I thought you were absolutely fantastic. Seriously fantastic. I've got to tell you, one of the best choirs we've had on this show, if not the best. Okay, now the important part. David, yes or no?
It's a yes.
Alicia?
Yes. A yes for me.
Praise the Lord, it's 4 yeses. Thank you. A whole choir. Are this going to be like a joke?
Well, listen, you've got four massive yeses from the judges. And you've got more assurance, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They called me.
Okay. For me, Tom English, when he came to our conference and he was just speaking to us about music, and the one thing that he said really stood out for me, that he, 30 years ago, God spoke to him. He shared this word with his wife, and she said to him, "This is a word from the Lord, but please don't share it with anyone." And the word was that he believed God said to him that the end time church will be united through music. And I really can see it as well. We can have many differences in our doctrines, but when we sing praises to God, that will unite all of us, because God is worthy of praise, worthy of all worship, worthy of surrender to who God is. And we can have different approaches, but one thing we have in common, we can all sing, and we can sing praise to God. So for me, the Bible says in a few places, and I'm going to share it with you as well, we enter into the presence with singing. And when people enter into God's presence, you change. It's just something when the Spirit of God comes upon you that you change. And I just want to expose myself a little bit. I think it was last week, Heinrich was preaching, and he did an altar call, and I came forward. I prayed for people, and then when they left, I came to him, and I said, "Heinrich, I want you to pray for me now." And because he's much taller than me, he took my head behind me, like his hand behind my head, and he put me on his shoulder like this, and he dragged me close, and he started praying for me. And I knew God was there, but now I'm standing like this. And the next moment, I'm weeping, and I'm crying, and God is just doing a work in me because His presence is there. And he prays, and I'm like, and it's just snort and trane, and I'm crying, and I'm crying, and I'm crying, and I'm feeling much better, and I know I've been changed because God's presence is there. Then he turns around, and he takes these tissues, and he's like, and he gives it to me, and I wipe my face, and then I look at the worship team. They're standing here very uncomfortable, like, you know, like, what is happening? You know, like, we didn't see anything, but I felt like a new person, because just the presence of God, they just came, and it touched me, and I've been changed by God's presence. And you know, for me, the scripture in Acts 4, these Sadducees are greatly annoyed with the disciples preaching about him, and they're angry with him, and then it says here that they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were uneducated common men. They were astonished. And they recognize that they've been with Jesus. And for me, that scripture stands out. People can see if we have been with Jesus. And for me, the best place is in that place of praise and worship, to enter into the presence of God. praise changes who we are. Bringing songs to God, surrendering in that place, changes who we are. And God wants to change us because He wants us to grow more and more to be like Him. David said, Lord, in Psalm 51 verse 11, cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. David just didn't not want to be in God's presence. He said, God, just don't do anything, but just don't let your presence be with me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. And this is for me specifically as well, that I'm really trusting God in my journey with the Lord. It's just because I'm seeking His presence. But as Henny preached this morning, this is where we want to be. But we're not there all the time. We want to be there, but we're not there. And you sort of take the knocks of life where you have to come to your friend and let him pray for you that you can cry again. But just that place in His presence where God restores the joy of our salvation, that we're like, yes, I'm saved, Here, donkey, in that place again. And I believe this is, the more we are in God's presence, the more we'll be in that place of the joy of our salvation, because we know who God is. We experience Him, we feel Him, we know who God is. So Psalm 100 has been my theme that I've been building around this, and I'm just going to expand a little bit on Psalm 100. And it's my sermon is just that we come into God's presence, that we understand that when we sing songs like this, we don't stand here to sing, but we're actually wanting to enter into God's presence. And tonight, I started like getting this shake. I knew the Spirit of God was so powerful. Yeah, it was really amazing. I don't know if you felt it as well, but I just wanted to continue. I just this year, it's happening. It's starting to happen. And I'm excited about that. And, you know, just James, when you said this church are worshippers, but this is so my heart that we just be in that place where we completely surrender to God. And God pitch up in worship and does amazing things, does healings, does deliverance, does a work in us, because where the presence of the Lord is, there is freedom. I hope I'm not going to lose my story. It's about a guy that we spoke to afterwards on Friday night. So if I lose it, please just remind me. But leading up to this event, I went to go and play paintball war games in Solaris Pass, and I went with the Kritzinger family, and little Daniel, he's 13 years old, he's coming of age, he's now here, so he asked all his dad's friends and all his friends, they're going to play paintball in Solaris Pass, but it's going to be the dads against the boys, and Caesar was there, and all the way there, it's raining, it's cold, and I'm like, I'm like, I don't want to get cold, and it's in the rain, and I'm standing like against a wall so that I can just get some covering, and I don't want to get wet, and I'm saying, yes, I can see it, that's all I'm so afraid of. And these little boys, 15, 16, 17 years old, and I'm thinking, yes, they're so fit, and I'm going to really suffer today. But the first game that we had to play, there was these canisters that we had to go and run and fetch and then bring back. And something happened. When that whistle blew, it was not Theo, the pastor, anymore. It was Theo, the corporal, that came out of me. Before I knew it, I had all the canisters. Like, I'm running with my paintball gun, grab it and go back, and I'm running up and down. I don't know where I got the energy from, but I was loving it. And then after the game, I'm looking down at myself, and I'm completely full of mud. Like, where did this come from? Then I realized when there was a moment that was in the ground, leopard crawling, and there was this other guy, he was 48 years old. He was doing exactly the same. He was in the mud. We were leopard crawling, and we were giving these youngsters a go. They couldn't believe it. It was so funny. At the end, old Caesar, I don't know if you know who Caesar is, but he's sitting in this little room, and he's just sitting there. He doesn't want to shoot one bullet. He was just so afraid of all the men just reliving the army days. The poor guy, he was like running away from us the whole time. We had such an amazing time. I felt like a new person when I came out of there. But then afterwards, we were chatting, and it came to this one guy, oh, Mac, you know, Pastor Mac was there as well. He's standing at the back with his umbrella from a distance. Tung, 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 with his umbrella on. Very uncool. I'm honest with you. I couldn't believe he was in my team, but luckily, he got into it a little bit later on. But there was this one guy, he goes to church, but he doesn't see himself as a born again, on fire believer. And there was a discussion about God, and it was going backwards and forwards, and I'm just listening. Now, one of the guys already put it out there that I'm a pastor, and Mac is one as well. So, for me, I just didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to get involved in the whole discussion. But at the end, I just realized one thing. We can talk about God from here, but when people meet Him, they want to change. That's all it's about. When they meet Jesus, and before I left, because now this is about 9:30 already, going on 10 o'clock. My boys haven't, they're as wild as anything. I've got to take them home. All the pastors' wives were at my house. I didn't want to go there at that stage either. So I just shared my testimony quickly. I said, I was this guy, I used to drink. This is my life. It was terrible. But when I met Jesus, I changed. I want to change. And this is that place when we come into the presence of God that we want to change, because we meet Jesus. We don't meet philosophies. We don't meet rules. It's not religion. It's meeting Jesus. And that is the place, the presence that I want to encourage all of us to come into, because in that place we get changed. So Psalm 100, it's a psalm of giving thanks and understanding that worship starts, the basis of worship is a place of thanksgiving. And I think I've been missing that for quite a while as well. We want to pray and tell all these amazing things that God must do, but we don't come from a place of thanking Him for what He's done already for us on the cross. Just that place for thank you, God, for saving me. And that is the place that I see David understood. So he says, it's a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. So I'm just going to, if you have a Bible here, and I'm just going to look at some of those key areas that I've underlined there, but make a joyful noise to the Lord. Psalm 8 verse 4 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praise. So the Bible wants us to make a joyful noise before the Lord. So I'm okay. I can make a joyful noise. God is not unhappy with me, even though flow things I don't sing that nice. I can still make a joyful noise before the Lord. And this joyful noise means to shout, to raise a sound, to cry out, to give a blast, to shout a war cry or alarm of battle, to sound a signal for a war or for people to march, to shout in triumph over the enemies, to shout and applause, to shout for joy. This is what the Bible is saying. This is how we must come before God. God requires us to come into His presence with joyful shouts and singing. It's a celebration of the finished work of the cross. That we understand when we come into His, we praise Him, we shout, we say thank you, Jesus, for what He has done for us. That's how we come into His presence with shouts. Because we understand that the presence of God is what we desire. So we come because we know God is here. He's what He's done on the cross. He has paid the price. And we know the victory is His. He's already won it 2,000 years ago. We can just declare it by shouting, yes! And that's how we come into the presence of the Lord. Then he says in Psalm 100 again, it says, come into His presence with singing. So there's joyful, triumphant, singing voice. It's a shouting for joy. It is a celebration of a great victory. God's power is released by singing. And I really believe this is something that we're not understanding as believers, that God wants to release His power by the singing of people. Singing is no other animal can do this. It's only us humans that can do it. And the people in the secular world is getting it right. They train, they practice, and they're very good. But the difference between secular musicians and us is the anointing. And it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And I want to encourage you guys that have one talent. Use that talent. I don't have any talents there. You know what happened to me the other night? I'm picking up Lynette's guitar and I'm like trying to strum. But I'm trying to hold a chord, but I don't know how it works. But I'm trying to strum. Now I'm sitting there and I'm praying. I say, God, please anoint me so that I can sing songs to you. I will only sing worship songs, but anoint me. So nothing happens. I prayed the song. The other night, Lynette is on the piano. We got a gift, a piano, for my little boy. My opa decided he can play piano. And I can see there's something on him. He just sits behind the piano. You can start hearing. He understands what's happening there. So, Lynette. She never played piano. I thought she had lessons. But she's playing piano. And I'm like, I came there and she said, God gave me a song. Now she's got a spiritual song and she's got notes that goes with it and she's never played. And I'm like, yes, that's what I prayed, but my wife got it. At least we are one, but God is faithful. Oh, I wish it was me. I still don't have. I think God is like with me. You know, when that man said, he asked God to show him how a girl's mind works, and then God says, build the bridge, that joke. I think I'm like that with a musical instrument. So, the presence of God comes with singing. Psalm 105 says, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds amongst the people. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell of all His wondrous work. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous work that He has done, His miracles and the judgments that He uttered. So for me, that place when we sing praises to God, and I'm going to talk to you about it later on as well. The Psalms were written as words to songs. The people in Israel at that time, they would sing songs to these praise and praise song psalms that was written. They were singing it all the time. And I believe, when we sing about the goodness of God, there's something that changes because God celebrates the singing of His people. That in that singing, we are seeking God. We're seeking His face and we're also seeking His strength. It's not the one or the other. It's both. That when we seek His presence, we also seek the power, the hand of God. That in His presence, people get healed, people get changed, because that is who God is. And then the next point in Psalm 100 was, know that He is God. That we know that He is God. In our singing, we focus on God. We know who our God is. We know that our God is good. And Psalm 145 verse 9 says, the Lord is good to all. The Lord is good to all. And His mercies is over all that He has made. We must believe that God is good. We must know that God is good. Because God is good all the time. Amen. God is good all the time. We know God is good. And we can relax trusting God because He's good. And He's good all the time. Psalm 34 verse 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. So that place where we just know, yes, our God is good. I can relax in that place as we come into His presence with singing. Then Psalm 100 says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 95 verse 1 to 3 says, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Our God is a great God. So we come into His presence with thanksgiving. We come into His court to say, thank you, God. Thank you for what you've done. And my challenge at this moment is, I know God is good, but I don't experience it like, you know, like sometimes you do, where you just, everything falls into place. For me, it's not like that at the moment. So it feels like everything is going wrong, but I know that God is good. And my faith challenge is to say, God, you are good. I thank you for your goodness. I celebrate your goodness. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. And the more you say it, the more you start seeing breakthrough in your life, in your spiritual life as well. Because God wants that thanksgiving. Because that thanksgiving is associated with the presence of God. And the more we thank Him, the more God's presence comes around us. The more we experience Him, the more we get breakthrough. And we've been set free from the things of preventing us to come into His presence. Thanksgiving is the foundation for worship. But the word of thanksgiving, that word, is the same word as sacrifice. So it is a sacrifice that we bring to God. Thanksgiving becomes a sacrifice that we bring to God. So we know that despite of our circumstances, I bring thanksgiving to Him because that is my sacrifice that I bring to God. Say, God, I bring this sacrifice of thanksgiving to you for what you have done in my life. So it's a sacrifice of praise that we bring to God. So you don't look at your feelings, you just in faith, knowing that the word says God is good, and I bring that before God because I know who my God is. Then it says we must enter His courts with praise in Psalm 100. So that talks about boasting of God's attributes. We tell God how amazing He is, how great He is, how awesome He is. We thank Him that He created the heavens and the earth. We thank Him that He is all-knowing, that He's all-powerful, that He's all-loving, that He's merciful, that He's holy, that He's boasting about the attributes of God. And in that way we come into His presence by that praise that we bring to God. Psalm 135 says that, praise the Lord, praise the name of the Lord, give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stands in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to His name, for it is pleasant. Praise Him, sing to His name, because it is pleasant to God. Hebrews 13 says that we must continually offer up sacrifices of praise to God, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. So bringing praise to God is a challenge, because when we get frustrated and angry, we want to like speak bad things. We speak judgments over people. We anger and we want to swear and all those things. But God wants us to praise. So the more we praise, the more we get transformed by His presence, the more who we are changes, that we can start speaking blessing and not cursing over ourselves and over other people as well. So it's a challenge for us to control the way we speak. But it can only change when we learn to praise God in all circumstances. So praise changes who we are. The more we praise God, the more God changes us. So praises demonstrate to the world that Jesus has won on the cross, that He has got victory. The victory is ours. And we tell the people, we tell the heavenly angels, we tell the demons, we know what Jesus has done for us on the cross. And that's how we praise. That's why we come into His presence with praise. So praise is enforcing that what God has done for us on the cross. Praise, the substance of praise is our faith. It's our believing in God. And the purpose of praise is to change us. But the motivation for our praise is our love for God. And as Henny said this morning, God is telling us, commanding us to love Him with all our heart, mind, and soul. His sermon was head, heart, and hands. He commands us to love him that way. But then we come to a place where I can't love God like that. And then he says, but if you come to me, I will cause you to love me with your heart, with your head, heart, and hands. So even with this as well, God commands us to praise him, and you soon realize you can't do it. But in his presence, he helps us, he trains us to want to do this from us. So there's a sacrifice that we just do it in the flesh, but then the Spirit of God comes and he helps us to want to do it, that we can change, that God can change who we are. So Psalm 100, it says again, maybe you can just jump back to Psalm 100 to see where we are. Can you go back? But then he talks about give thanks to him again. And this thanks is a bit different to the other one. Psalm 18 verse 49 says, therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, amongst the Gentiles, and sing praises to you. So this thanks, give thanks to him, is about putting our hands out there, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Putting our hands out there, thank him, thanking God, thanking God. And many people, especially when they come from a traditional church and they come into a charismatic church, they don't want to do this. But there's something amazing when we learn to raise our hands to God. It's not a hand thing, it's a heart thing. God changes your heart when you can raise up your hand to God. And we many times say, but when unbelievers or people from, we don't want to do it because it might throw them. The Bible actually says it's a sign to the unbelievers that we are worshiping him. And I want to challenge us here as well that we must be bold in our praising to God. That people know that we worship a living God. We're not afraid. We're not scared to put our hands up to say, God, we praise you. We thank you for who you are. Because we are raising our hands to him. We unashamedly lift our hands. And this will bring great deliverance in our lives. I want to maybe encourage you, if you're struggling to put up your hand, I don't think anyone here are like that, but maybe you know someone, maybe you are here, that you just come before God. There's amazing release when you can come in the presence of God, just lift your hands and thank you, God. Thank you for what you've done in my life. Then Psalm 100, it says, bless his name, bless the name. We come into his presence with thanksgiving, with singing. We come into his courts with thanksgiving, into his presence with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then it says, bless his name, bless the name of the Lord. Psalm 103, and I added it this afternoon, but I believe it's in line with the words that was given. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, and forget not all his benefits. Who heals, or who forgives all our iniquities. Not some, he forgives all of them. And who heals all our diseases. God heals all. He redeems everything. But I believe a key is to praise, is to bless God. Thank you, Jesus. It's that place of praising God, coming into his presence, because God wants to heal, God wants to set free. And that just, I want to encourage you, if you can sing, do this, because I really believe there's such a blessing on you guys who can play musical instruments, because God is an amazing God. He is an amazing God. You know, when the Bible says, God gets blessed when we bless him. So we bring him something that he wants. You know, how many times have you had a birthday and then people bring you Onnebroeke? Huh? Don't you always get it? It's like, that's the present that you get. But, you know, I can't think of something that I really want. Maybe a paintball gun. But Daniel, he wanted Lego. He loves Lego. And And he goes to the pharmacy and then he gets these little books with all the numbers of the different Legos. But there was this one of an aeroplane, 1,500 rand worth of Lego plane. Prys die Here vir oumas. Because oma decided she's going to buy him this plane. You should have seen his face. Like, he couldn't believe it because he got something. It wasn't a birthday. It was just net a oma that loves a grandchild. His face, it was amazing to see his face because he got exactly that what he wanted. And it's the same when we praise God, when we bless his name, we come into his presence, we give God exactly what he wants. He wants us to praise him. And I think this is what is so amazing because God is good. Zechariah says, it says the Lord is good. We must understand the goodness of God, and we must meditate on the goodness of God. We must meditate on the power of God, the miracles of God. Meditate on that because it changes, it builds off faith. When you're reading the scripture, and it seems to me like I'm just reading about Thanksgiving or when I'm reading scripture. Even in Chronicles, I'm reading about Thanksgiving. Esra, Nehemiah, I'm reading about Thanksgiving. It's amazing. In the Old Testament, I'm just reading about Thanksgiving to God and how God changes people. But God is good. Zechariah 9 verse 17 says, "For how great is his goodness. How great is his goodness and how great is his beauty." Jeremiah 31 says, "My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, declares the Lord." Lamentation 3 verse 22 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases." Never. God's love never ceases for us. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. And great is your faithfulness, O God. So God is good. And we meditate on that. And that's what Psalm 100 is saying to us. But I just want to take you to the New Testament as well. Ephesians 5 verse 18 to 20 says, I'm just cutting out the first part of 18. But then it says, "But be filled with the Spirit of God." Be filled with the Spirit of God, addressing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There it comes again, giving thanks to him in everything, but being filled with the Spirit of God. When we bring praise and worship to God, it should not be a technique or a way to come into his presence. We must really seek, or a formula is the word I'm actually looking for. We must really seek the Holy Spirit to come into his presence. And you know what I'm understanding is that God wants to anoint musicians to bring praise to him because it will glorify his name. And the more I believe people are going to sing and praise and worship him, the more God will anoint that blessing so that people's lives can be changed, so that people can be glorified in that. But it starts from a place of being filled with the Spirit of God. Then he says, we must address one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord, giving thanks to him. I just want to take you to a different scripture. Maybe just on the Spirit that I want to say to you that in the beginning, Genesis 1, the Spirit of God hovered. The earth was void and empty. The Spirit of God is hovering over the emptiness. And then God says, "Let there be light." And there was light. So God's Spirit is everywhere. Because Jesus went away, he sent us another helper. So in that emptiness, when we bring what we have, the nothingness, God will bring life. He will bring power because that is his heart. And I believe when we sing, God will change that. Because that is the presence, the anointing that I really believe God wants to do through our lives. So Colossians 3 verse 14 says, "Above all these things, put on love that binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you've been called into one body. And be thankful." That's for me. That's not for you. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart in God. So, the Psalms is referring to the Psalms in the Bible that was written mostly by King David. These were prayers and praise and praises that was written that they were singing songs to. All these praises and prayers that was being sung by all these choirs in the temple of God. So these are all written down by David. And in the early church used to sing this, but then there's a difference between that and hymns. Hymns are inspired, where it's a new song inspired by people to write it, to bring to God. Where psalms are what is written already, that music is given to it, and we sing the written psalms to God. Hymns are a new song that was written. For example, John Newton that wrote Amazing Grace. That was a hymn that was written. And Wesley, I think it was Charles Wesley, he wrote all these, he wrote songs to bar songs, and people were singing bar songs, but with musical or Christian themes to that. And many Christians were very upset. How could they do this at that time? But the Methodist Church are still singing those hymns that were very radical songs in its time. But I believe there's also a place that God, with hymns, wants the musicians to bring songs to God that was inspired by the Spirit of God that they sing and they bring into His presence. You understand the difference between psalms? Psalms are what's written in the Bible, and we sing that. Hymns are new songs that is written by people that become, as basically all the songs that we sang earlier. But in spiritual songs, is different. When God's presence is here, I just want to say this as well. We don't worship God to come into His presence. We worship God because His presence is here. And the same with spiritual songs. We bring praise, we thanksgiving, praise. We come into His presence. When His presence is here, we worship. Do you agree? I just want to check it with James. He must correct me if I'm wrong. But the same with spiritual songs. When God's presence is here, you start singing, people start singing songs. And different songs start coming. And it's not songs that anyone know about. It's just a new song that came. I remember one morning in intercession, they were singing from the front. And the next moment, he said, "You must record this." It was a song that God just gave him. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I wish... You know, but I could see that. This is the first time I could see how it worked. In that place we were singing, we were in the presence of God. God's Spirit was very powerfully there. He got a new song, and I think they still recorded that in the English recording the 2 ago. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay, I'll check with you later on. But I remember that very, very vividly. So for me, I want to finish with this by all the musicians, encourage you to pick up your musical instrument. For those who can dance, to dance before God. Because I trusting us to the next Psalm 47, that was also when we came together and worshiped on Thursday, that this church will go wild for Jesus. That we will clap our hands, all people, not some people, all people. That we will shout to God with loud songs of joy, for the Lord the Most High is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued the people under us and the nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom He loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. I believe that praise and worship will activate God's transforming presence in our lives like nothing else. That we shouldn't praise God if we don't want to be changed by Him. Because His praise will change us. If we surrender in that place, God is going to change us. And I just the last thing that I want to say, we don't have musical leaders that come here to lead us into praise or to worship God. They facilitate it. We must come with a heart to worship God. In that place, it will connect. If they don't do their job, it's not going to happen. If we don't do our job, it's not going to happen either. It's a synergy that happens because we as the body of Christ come together in that place to praise God, because God wants to change us. So I just want to invite you. I'm just going to pray. And if you guys can come forward, hopefully you have another song or two. I was going to play that song. Darlene's got that song, Your Presence is Heaven. Can you play that? Yes, you more. I can't even. So I'm trying to encourage them, not to discourage them. So when I was this afternoon just asking God what I had, this was, I believe God wanted to, the word He gave me is, for someone, do you need a touch from God? And I think you just confirmed what I was saying, but I believe God wants to touch people. So we're going to stand and I'm going to pray. We're going to sing. If you want to respond, maybe you want to cry, maybe you don't want to cry, just respond. Just come forward. Maybe we'll pray for you, maybe we won't. We're just going to trust God to change us, to bring praise to Him, because God is worthy of all the praise. So if you can just stand with me. Now, Father, we just want to thank You, God. I want to thank You for Your goodness. I want to thank You, Lord, because You are amazing, God. You are amazing. God, thank You that we can know, that You are good, and that Your heart is for us, that You are a Father that loves His children. And God, I thank You that You love every person in this place, God. That You tremendously, God, Lord, as Henny just said this morning, God, if we try and establish how much You love us, we will always be below the mark. Because we cannot imagine the love that You have for us. We cannot imagine how good You are and the plans that You have for our lives to bless us, to prosper us. So therefore we can know, we come into Your presence to bless Your name, Lord. To bless Your holy name. That we will not forget all Your benefits, Lord. That we know You forgive all our iniquities. You heal all diseases because You're a good God. And we surrender to You tonight, Lord. We surrender and we give You all the praise. All the glory belongs to You. All the praise, all the glory, God. And we say, God, reign in our lives, Lord. Reign in our lives, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name.